Hello and welcome back. Today is Thursday, March 19th, 2015, and we continue on Grace and Peace Lenten Devotional. Today is Lent 26, and we are continuing on in Chapter 6. So today we focus our attention on Ephesians Chapter 6, verses 10 through 11, which reads, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." So the first thing that I think Paul really wants to point out to us is, what does it mean to be strong in the Lord? Obviously, when we think about strength, we often think about the physical part of it, right? The muscles bulging from people's bodies and those strong men contests where these guys are just picking up all kinds of crazy things and or throwing things in the Irish traditions. But I think strength is a lot deeper than that. And of course, there's all kinds of inner strength, right? And we acquire inner strength by, I believe, by how deep your spiritual faith is. I think that they are connected. Some people may not call it a spiritual sense of depth and a strength that comes from that, but I think that those two are innately a part of who we are. And so when we think about what it means to be strong in the Lord, I think that that is tied to your personal relationship with your Creator. You know, what does that look like? And I think it's a good idea and a good practice on an occasional basis, you know, maybe every couple of months, to really check yourself and ask yourself, you know, have you been in direct communication with your Savior and your Lord on a regular basis? And what does that look like? Is your prayer life becoming rote? Is it something that, you know, before you hit the pillow at night, you're like, thanks God, peace out, you know? If it's you know, not intentional, and if you're not making an intentional relationship with God, then oftentimes we can't feel that inner strength when it comes to combating things that are evil. And, you know, and that's what Paul is trying to get at here in all of chapter 6, which is why I love this section of chapter 6, particularly what we're going to be focusing on Saturday. But you know, this is the first part of that. You know, putting on the armor of God has to do with basically, when you think about metaphorically, what happens when, well, let's talk about literally, actually, first. Literally, when a knight back in the time of medieval times, you know, would prepare for battle, there was a process and a step-by-step almost procedure that they would use, you know, to prepare to go to battle, right? And so they would put all these things on underneath the armor, and then they would physically put on the armor itself, which of course would fend off, you know, particularly swords. And so if you were to think of a sword from an enemy, you know, to continue on this metaphor, as being the devil, and anything negative or anything that's going to come against you in a bad way, then when you have that deep intentional connection with God, that's kind of the stuff that you're putting on underneath that armor. And finally, the armor that actually physically rests between you and the evil one is how you choose to respond to the negative impact that you are about to take. And that's what that armor to me has always meant. You know, I physically have a cross here hanging in my office, and in my it's a silver cross, so it looks like a piece of armor. And you know, and on the front is a shield, and it has this section of text from Ephesians. But you know, the top part of the cross says faith, the bottom part of the cross says salvation. On the right, it says spirit, and on the left, it says truth. And I think all of those things we have to keep in mind when we think about what we are doing when we put on the armor of God, because when you are physically able to kind of think metaphorically. I've got to prepare myself for what's coming for today. And if you are able to metaphorically kind of put on the armor before you step foot out of your house, then there will be no obstacles. There will be anything negative that can come your way that you cannot overcome through the power of God. And, you know, it goes a little bit to what I was preaching about yesterday in my sermon where, you know, the difference between when you believe something and when you trust something. And, you know, when it goes from belief to trust, and when you are able to fully trust that God will be with you, God will be that armor for you, then you have no worries, you have no fears, because you trust that is a truth for you in your life, and you will be able to stand strong no matter what comes your way. And I hope you remember that this day. Let us pray. O God, strengthen us by the power of your life-giving Spirit for the sake of all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.